I'm joined now by the 106-pound state champion for Garden City in Michael Prieto. Just a freshman, matter of fact, and he's already beaten Dad. Dad did not win a state championship, but certainly did make it to state. But, Michael, congratulations. Describe the feeling.
It feels like I told my coach, it feels like I won a lottery for wrestling. It means everything to me right now.
I'll bet so as well. Talk about coming through the tournament, because we'll tell you what, was a tough one in the semifinals for you. That was a really rough one and very, very close.
Yes, sir. I mean, I wrestled that kid last year and he beat me, and I knew it was going to be another tough one. And just getting that defeat coming back from behind felt really good.
Well, describe your match out there for the championship, because you really did control this one. I know you wanted to get the pin, but you certainly did get the decision 7-0.
Well, my dad told me just go out and wrestle for yourself now, and all pressure is off. So I went out there and just took care of business and got the victory.
Boy, that you certainly did. How do you feel about you now as you look down the road to next year, junior, senior? Obviously going to grow a little bit. You think you're going to move up in a weight class or two?
Me and my dad have been talking, and he's saying probably I might be 120, and that's what I feel I probably will be. And just got to keep working hard now, because now I got a big bullseye on my back because state champion, and everyone wants a piece of me now. So just got to work harder.
You're exactly right, and you do have a big target on your back, no doubt about that, no matter what weight class you move up to, and especially even if you stay here at 106, but I doubt if that's probably going to happen. But boy, how does it feel? Not only the fact you got a state championship, but your entire team. And you guys, you all talk about this. You all talk about the team effort and supporting each other. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's always been a team thing, and winning this team title means a lot, and we just cheer each other on every match. You always see, like, when I was in the finals, I looked over there, and I see my whole team just along the side cheering me on, and that was also a drive that just helped me push through, because I knew my team was right on my back the whole time.
Well, they certainly were, and we all watched that as well. And again, congratulations, and good luck in the future, but thank you very much.
Thank you.